I'm here with Marco from Demimonde. He's shown off his game, or the studio game, Octahedron. Do you want to give us a quick pitch on what Octahedron is?
Sure, yeah. So Octahedron is like a it's a psychedelic vertical action game. You basically, the entire game is vertical in that you usually start at the bottom and then you make your way to the top. It has a sort of psychedelic neon aesthetic, and it's all about making your own platform. So that's like the core aspect of the game, that you build platforms which you climb the levels, and on those platforms you can also surf, you can defend yourself against enemies, you can eventually upgrade those platforms, then they turn into weapons, they have like lasers and stuff like that. But the core of the game is basically about that, and then there's a music component to it and the rhythm component, in that everything in the game is synchronized with the beat of the music. So if you sort of get into the flow, if you listen to the music, then you're going to get better at the game because you sort of get in tune with how enemies move, how things behave, and that sort of thing. And it's pretty much a gameplay first sort of game and an arcadey action thing that is pick up and play, so it's accessible. You sit down and you can play it right away.
So what was the inspiration for it? Because there have been a lot of platformers over the years.
Yeah.
So what made you... I mean, this is quite hard to innovate in this genre, so how did you manage to find something new?
Yeah, well, I am a big fan of platformers. I know there's the market definitely has seen a big flood of platformers over the last few years. For me, it's like, it's still one of my favorite genres, but you're right, there's not a ton of innovation in that market. So this started as... The basic idea was I want to find something to subvert the genre. And I was testing out a few different prototypes, and one was just this idea of, yeah, what if you could just make your own platforms in a platformer, but in a sort of like action immediate way, not drawing your platforms, but just at the press of a button. So it's not like something that comes in between you and the game. And as I was testing that, I noticed right away, oh, this is kind of fun. And then I developed the prototype into something bigger. And everything sort of came from that, because I noticed right away that, well, if you're making platforms and they sort of propel you outwards, you just want to go up. And so the game turned into a vertical thing. And if you're making platforms, you don't want them to just be static.
Yep.
What if you could sort of slide around on them, and that could help you maybe, if you had a laser under the platform, it would help you sort of kill enemies. And then this idea sort of grew from there. So it's all that core mechanic, and it's just sort of to build on that step by step. Yeah.
So as you go through the game, will you start to see like new ways of using the platform, new ways of trying to traverse the level up?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So the game is built in that, I would say 80% of the levels introduce a new idea, mechanic, or enemy. And it's really traditionally just split up into different worlds. And at the end of each world, you get a new ability. So, for example, at the end of the first world, you get your first offensive ability. You have sort of like a brick that drops out of the bottom of the platform, and you start getting more aggressive enemies, so you can defend yourself against them. Later on, you get a laser, which you can roast enemies. And then there's a lot of mechanics that just make use of the platform. For example, there's those little elevators that you see right now on the screen. You can put the platform in, and then they will propel you in a certain direction. There's lots of that sort of thing, because, like I said, everything revolves around that sort of core of the platform, so all the mechanics are built around that too.
What about the music in the game? So I found when I was playing, like, I really got into the music, and
yeah,
it was flowing through. How does that like develop as you're moving up the level, or different enemies come, or different things happening?
So as that's like another layer to the game, I don't have that many levels in the demo right now here at EGX that show the sort of the rhythm based stuff. But as you go through the game, the rhythm-based elements become more and more prominent. So basically, there's going to be, you see obstacles moving or disappearing with the beat. So you can either just look at that or count, or you can just listen to the music. And if you pay attention to that, or it's just a subconscious thing, right?
Yeah.
You can sort of tell how things move around. And it's the same with enemies. Sort of they dance and move with the beat. Sometimes they will move from one wall to another, following the beat. And once entire levels sort of start to pulse and move with the rhythm, you really start to get into that flow state and subconsciously just follow the music. And that's an important element of the game. And also, depending on how fast or slow the music is, the difficulty can sort of change, because obviously when the music is faster, things start moving faster too.
How many of you are there working on the game?
We're
I've been working on it for 4 years.
Is it just you? Is it a solo project?
It's a solo thing. I have a couple of freelancers who contributed to the game. Like music, for example, is an important aspect in which I only did about 30% of the music.
Oh, still a significant amount.
Yeah, I you know, originally I meant to do the entire soundtrack, but it was just... The entire game was just, it was a lot of work for me. Yeah. It's like a first time I'm making a game, so I guess I kind of underestimated the amount of work that was going to go into everything else. Mm. So I have Chipsil, a lot of people are going to be familiar with Chipsil, who has contributed to the soundtrack. I have several other people. So the soundtrack right now is a nice sort of mix of different styles of 5 to 6 different people who have contributed to that. But apart from that, the game is pretty much me. I had some help from Jordan Fair on the sound effects. He had worked on Hotline Miami before too. The rest, code art, design, and so forth is all me. Yeah.
So you. That's a lot of work. That's impressive. What's the release plans for the game?
So we're gonna release in early 2018.
Okay.
Now I'm at Square Enix Collective. This is just a recent development. I'm super, super happy to have them as a publisher. It's really helping a lot with bringing the game to consoles, with marketing, obviously, and reaching a wider audience. And I'm really happy with that collaboration. And we're definitely going to make that early 2018 target. But we're going to be announcing an exact release date closer to the end of the year.
Do you know which platforms exactly yet? Or
yes, right now we're definitely hitting PC, Xbox One, and PS4.
PC, Xbox One, and PS4, okay.
Yeah.
Marco, where can people find out more about the game?
You can just go on the website or on Twitter. The website is octahedrongame.com. And the studio has a Twitter, which is @DemimontGames. That's basically the two major places where you're going to find updates.
Okay, thank you very much, Marco.
You're welcome.